lies crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block commentary today will focus on Christmas. Yes, we still have the COVID virus to worry about, but families and friends will be coming together for dinners and parties. When I was a 10 or 12 year old boy, my mom, dad, and two sisters would join my mother's sister and her family. We exchanged gifts and had a delicious dinner. My father opened the event by thanking God that we could all be together on the farm after a safe harvest. We talked about our school experiences. In our one-room country school just the week before Christmas, our school, with 10 students, 8 grades, 1 teacher, put on a Christmas program for all of our parents. And we sang songs, Away in the Manger, Silent Night, and more. It was our job to entertain our parents, and it was so much fun. I remember some of the gifts our parents gave us at Christmas. One year, my sisters and I each received a sled. There was snow on the ground that day, and we were so excited to go up the hill, not far from the house, and begin sliding down. One year, my father gave us a basketball, bankboard, and hoop. He nailed it up inside the barn. It was on the second floor where we had stored hay before. We never again put hay in that loft until I graduated from high school. Neighbor kids and friends from our little town would come out to play basketball. That was our gym. Christmas will be this Sunday. Hope you can get family together and celebrate. It'll be cold for a lot of people. Wednesday, December the 21st was officially the first day of winter. We don't want to let the long list of challenges that our country faces today ruin our holiday season. We have inflation, a war between Russia and Ukraine, an open border on the south with millions of immigrants just walking into our country. We need legislation to fund our government so we can get through the rest of this fiscal year. In closing, I want to thank the American farmer and the ag industry. We have only 1% of our people farming. In Africa, 65% of the people farm, and they still have to import $74 billion worth of food. We export $140 billion worth of food. And that's the contrast. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.